Yeah. I can see my people for this. But simply seeing it doesn't absorb it. So I find myself still held, sitting still with this subject. I don't know what I was thinking. Somehow, I thought I might be able to make some grand poetic work, reflecting on attempting to solve parascientific research and the implications of the funding of that research. I thought that if I looked hard enough, read enough, talked to enough people, I could find grand revelations on a deep insight picture. That was incredibly moving. The deeper I tried to dig, the more entangled I became. My heart hangs like a swinging between awe and unease. The unease is not the highest point in the film. The unease is rather the thought of the past. The thought of the end. The outlast of the some desire to discover. Find the smallest of subatomic particles to the vast expansion of the cosmos. And so here I am, still, sitting still, with this discomfort. I have to confess, I will most likely let you down. I thought I could give you pause to pause and reflect. But there's a critical flaw in that approach. Reflecting only moves the light from one place to another. And geometric objects are not precise at certain scales. What would have been so much better is instead of causing you to pause and reflect, it could cause you to pause and dissect. I couldn't quite figure out how to do that. I tried looking at different patterns, of differences that mattered. In doing so, I realized that I had to look as much at my own coordinates as at home. To look at an amplified and to make room for the stillness of space and time.
There's no such
thing as stillness. Things only appear to be stillness. But they're perceived. They're moving either too fast or too slow for us to perceive. So if there is no point of stillness, will there be no making peace? The possible implications of occupation? Where was I going with this? What was I looking for?